Have you ever wondered how to get over the past and bring on the new energies, people, and places? How about how to manifest and bring in results that much faster? All this and more on today's episode of Dirty Talk. Witches, welcome. Welcome to Dirty Talk, the show where we cover all things spiritual, sexy, and spooky. I'm your host, the Dick Witch. I was a soon-to-be psychologist turned psychic medium, and I've dedicated the past, 3 years of my life just to studying all things parapsychology, and I'm here today to share all my knowledge with you. Let's get into it. Starting off today's collective reading, we have the Magician, and I could not be more excited for this because I don't know if you guys have noticed the pattern, but for the past freaking first few episodes, this is insane, but we have only gotten major arcana cards, and literally every single time, I just pick one tarot card, and I don't even pick it, I just shuffle the cards until one falls out. That's how I like to do it, because I think that that is kind of divine's way of choosing the cards for you, and that way I'm a lot less biased towards my actions or towards anything. It's I can literally not be biased in that way, because it's what is genuinely just falling out. So that's how I like to do it, and if you guys have ever been I feel I'm super biased towards this or whatever, try doing it that way, because it actually works out so much better, so much easier, and a lot faster. So yeah, that's why I'm just blown away, because we're starting off today's card with the Magician, and how fitting is that? It is the first card, not the first card in the deck, but it's card number one. So you could be seeing a lot of 111, 1111, just number one overall in different patterns, but we are literally talking about how to manifest a lot more. And the Magician literally talks all about manifesting and creating a better life for yourself, because it's all about what you can control. What are the elements and the things that you already have around you that you can use to your advantage to create a better life for yourself? Because when I'm looking at this Magician card, he's sitting here, he's got one hand facing towards the earth, which represents grounding, grounded behavior, earthly sort of manners. But then he also has one hand up towards the sky, which talks about spirituality and thinking more intuitively, which are the two very different realms and different things of life. And I feel because he has both of them, it's really displaying that you're creating this beautiful balance in your life that's all about being more grounded while also being intuitive, having logic while also being intuitive. I don't know the other word for it. And there's a ton of rainbows around my room right now. So you guys might be looking out for rainbows, or not looking out for rainbows, but seeing them as signs, seeing rainbows on your path. You might even be looking at one right now and being like, huh, oh, wow. That is, that's a sign right there. Because I feel like you guys are getting a lot more connected to yourself and your inner child, and figuring out, this is what my inner child really wants to do. Oh my goodness. And I literally just got throat chakra blockage there for sure. I don't know if you guys heard that, but I feel like you guys could really just feel like in the past you were sort of forcing yourself to be one thing in particular, because that's what you thought everybody kind of wanted you to be. And this could be your family, this could be your friends, this could be partners, relationships, especially. I see people changing themselves for all the time. And I feel like now y'all are really starting to burst out and become this beautiful butterfly. It's I'm no longer holding back my most authentic self, because this is who I'm supposed to be. And you are either going to like me like this, and I'm going to attract you that way, or not. And I'm just going to keep continuously growing myself, keep moving towards the future and controlling the things that I can control. Because again, the Magician is literally, it's so wonderful. It's like you're literally the master manifester, and you're starting to get a lot better at it, even just as you're listening to this podcast, even just as you're existing in your everyday life. I feel like you've seen a major progression with how much you're able to actually manifest for yourself. All throughout your time, all throughout your progression, you've started to see yourself getting more and more and more and more. whatever that means for you. I feel like in a lot of different ways, career, friendships, life, you might have seen some friends fall off, but overall you gained more genuine friendships and had more time for the friends that were genuine towards you. You know, you might have had some partners fall off in the past, but you've continuously found better and better and better for yourself, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And the Magician card is really like you are the master of your own life. You are the creator of your own life. So if you don't like something, change it, because it's on you to do that. And that's what I really love about, like, you know, this card. It really speaks about, like, spirit guides can only do so much for you. They can only put so many, you know, opportunities on your path before they're like, okay, it's clear that you don't want this, you know? It's like, you, like, for example, if you're like trying to get over a partner, right? But you keep turning down every single date offer that you're even being made. And I'm not saying, like, you know, you have to go on every single date that gets tossed your way or whatever. But sometimes it's nice just to, like, even get out there and explore the options or try, especially if that's what you want. Because otherwise, spirit guides, again, are going to see, like, oh, okay, you're not accepting these dates. I'm just going to stop sending you them, because it's clear that you don't want to try, or you don't even really want to, like, you know, go out there. So it's better that you just do some healing by yourself now for, like, for as long as you want. And then when you want to get back out there, then we'll start bringing people in, you know. But it also has to do with, like, career too. It's like, if you're at this job that you absolutely hate, but you keep getting job opportunity after job opportunity kind of, like, thrown your way, but you're really comfortable with where you're at. And, you know, those other jobs, oh, I don't know for sure if I'll get that. You know, I don't have all the qualifications, whatever, or whatever you're telling yourself, whatever lies you're telling yourself, because they are, you know, then I feel like spirit guides just get tired, and then they're like, okay, cool, then just stay at this job then, you know? Like, they kind of can get not, like, frustrated with us. They don't want me to use the word frustrated, but that's kind of how it feels, you know? It's more so just like, okay, you don't want that? Sure, fine, here you go, you know? Well, they are saying frustrated. It basically is frustrated, because they're like, we can get sad too, you know? Like, even though we don't feel pain over here, like, that doesn't mean that we still can't, like, empathize with your emotions. That's basically what they're explaining to me. But anyways, the Magician card literally is all about you are the creator of your own future. And let's flip around some of these other amazing, beautiful, yeah, cards here. Yeah, I was already getting vibes off of this, because I literally saw the words true love. And I thought to myself, we are our own true loves. At the end of the day, we are the ones that are supposed to be making ourselves as happy as possible. You know, we are the ones that are loyal to ourselves always, and always, always, always going to bring back the happiness when we find that it falls away, you know, or do something crazy that makes us feel alive again. That might be a little bit challenging and might be a little bit painful in the sense that, like, it's uncomfortable and it's hard to do, but ultimately everything works out. Everything works out for the better. And if you look at the lifespan that you've been on, you can look really closely at it and see how positively things have been changing for yourself. So yeah, and I feel like you guys are still loyal to yourself even during the bad times, even when you mess up or do something wrong, or, you know, turn down the wrong path or whatever. You guys always forgive yourselves and always go back to being like, okay, you know what? We're going to get through this. We're not going to do that again. We're not going to, you know, try that again, but we're going to get through this, and we're going to go on to bigger and better things and making the right and better choices for ourselves. Yeah. And I feel like you guys are really starting to come back to that inner child, like I was talking about. And the inner child is all about, like, healing our inner selves and what really, really, really makes us happy at our core. You know what? If that's being a freaking garden fairy, owning a cottage, doing anything like that, if that is what's going to make you the happiest at your core, do it. Go for it. Because, or start making steps towards it. If it's a hard transition right now, give yourself some time, save up for it, but do it. Ultimately, have the goal to do it. You know, if you want to be the CEO of your own company, sitting at the desk in a high rise in New York City, you can do it.
I'm serious. All you have to do is literally start planning out everything. I mean, not planning out everything, but you know what I'm saying? Like planning out what you can control right now and taking the steps towards it. Yeah, because you guys are very patient with yourself. You guys are very fantastic, extravagant in your nature. You guys are very just like natural, very like in tune with just like how life is. And I feel like, again, very extravagant. Like you're glamorous, you're like a god goddess, you're fantastic. Like people just love you, people look up to you, people aspire to be you. And the faster that you can start making these moves, the faster that everything's going to start working out for you. And especially with this masculine energy, bachelor wealth, I feel like you guys are really tapping into like, how can I make more money for myself? Like how can I get more money? How can I, you know, maybe add on a job or maybe get another job with a higher pay, a higher salary. Even if it seems like it's going to be a lot more challenging, I'm up for the challenge. And you know what? You can walk into your interviewer and you can say that right to their face. I'm up for the challenge. I'm ready for it. Please, I'm here to work harder. I'm ready to work harder. And like, I feel like that's just like a lot of the energy that I'm getting off of this. And you guys are just ready to like make the money, like earn the money, you know. I'm just seeing like you guys, like they literally said getting off your ass, like getting off your ass and making the money, selling the old shit that you don't need anymore, you know, getting a new car if that's what you need, opening up a new business, they just said, getting a new house. Like I'm literally seeing so many different things that are just like, boom, okay, we're doing this. Mercury retrograde is a perfect time to do some crazy shit, you guys. And then just blame it on Mercury retrograde. But it ends up working out. Like seriously, like especially if you're taking these chances and making these moves to make yourself more happy, at the end of the day, that's what's really going to matter. And that is how you're going to live your life to the fullest, is if you're more happy. Yeah, and it doesn't matter like what he, she, they or them are doing or what they are saying or if their life looks so perfect and wonderful on Facebook or Instagram or Twitter or whatever, X or whatever people are using nowadays. If their life looks so perfect on there, it does not matter, because those people still have struggles and those people are still like persisting through them, you know, and looking damn good while they're doing it. So we might as well learn something from them, you know, and like, I don't know. Keep moving forward. Yeah, they said like envious, but in like the best way. Like look for things to strive for in the people that make you the most envious. Ooh, that's good, spirit. That's really, really good. I feel like that's so cool. Like looking for the things that you strive for and the things that make you envious of somebody else is going to like basically crack open a whole new code. Maybe something that you are missing is actually going to make you like so much more happier and well off and get you more offers or whatever in the world. Like it could literally be anything, like boob job, I don't know, fill your lips, I don't know. It doesn't even have to be so like bimbo of me. I just always go back to that. It could literally just be like, oh wow, damn, they got a nice car, I don't know. It looks so happy, like they're going to Italy. I want to go to Italy, you know. Do that. Do whatever makes other people like, makes you envious of other people. That's like basically the ending of this. But, and overall, you are the creator of your own life. So seriously, focus on that. You create your own life. And it is always going to be exactly how you like it to be. Not Sarah Ann Jessica over there, okay? We do not care about her. She is not us, okay? Think about that. Sarah and Jessica could go fuck off for all we care. Literally, you are the creator of your own life. Think about that. Start making it the way that you want it. All right, but let's get into today's topic of the day, because it totally flows along with this. Fuck them. You can do better. And that's just how I wanted to end today's. I'm just kidding. We're just getting started. But that is how I wanted to start today's episode, because I think it's so telling. Like, you guys are ready for something new. You need to stop going back and thinking about the shit that is not helping out your new path, is not helping you towards your new future. Stop thinking about the bullshit of the past, okay? Also, I almost forgot to talk about this, but from the collective reading, I pulled some advice cards and we got trust your path. If you knew you would be supported, what would you do? So when creating this new life for yourself, you have to think about the fact that you are already supported with whatever new you want to bring into your life. You are supported. And I really put the emphasis on new there because I heard a lot of like really, really, really good advice recently. And I did not really know what I was going to do with this episode, but I feel like everything worked out exactly as it was supposed to because I heard all of the advice like over the past couple of days. And I sprinted to the microphone today in order to tell and relate all of this to you guys. So starting with something that I heard from Tom Carr. And I absolutely adore Tom Carr. I think she's just so gorgeous, number one. She's absolutely stunning. But she also gives such incredible advice, especially when it comes to self-care, self-love, and getting past the past and glowing the hell up. You're definitely going to want to check out her YouTube. But she featured something on her Instagram recently where she said that, like, there is no such thing as right person, wrong time, because if they were the right person, they wouldn't be making all of these wrong moves after wrong moves after wrong moves. Okay, like if they were the right person, they would not be a situationship. Like that's kind of like the vibe that I got, you know, like they would not be, you know, cheating on you, seeing other people. They would be making time for you. They would be taking time out of their schedule for you to go see you, to spend time with you, to make you happier. They would never, ever, ever be trying to confuse you, try to hurt you or cause you pain in literally any way, make you even the slightest bit uncomfortable. Like they would never, ever, ever want to do anything like that. They would go out of their way to make time for you and to make sure that you feel comfortable and safe, especially if they are the right person. So that's why she said that there's no such thing as right person, wrong time, because if they were the right person, they would be making the time for you. Period. Okay. And I love that. Whenever I heard that, I was like, that is so perfect. And that is literally going to help so many people here get past the past. Okay. Because in order to start welcoming in the new, manifesting faster for yourself, especially when it comes to relationships, you just have to accept that that person was just the wrong person. Okay. Okay, and that is how you're going to get past it, is accepting that that person was just the wrong person for you, and then moving on to things that are just so much more better and sparkly and new and fresh and that aren't going to hurt you at all, that are going to make you feel safe and comfortable and loved and homey. Because I feel like that's what a lot of us like, especially if you've been in a toxic kind of relationship like that, and then you get into like a normal, healthy relationship, some people end up actually pushing away that normal, healthy relationship because they feel like there should be some form of toxicity to it. You know, they feel like, you know, why do I not have to chase this person? Or why is this person like not chasing me or whatever, you know, like anything like that? Like, why is this so comfortable? Why is this so safe? Like, shouldn't one of us be doing something? And then maybe they feel like their partner actually is doing something, and that can actually blow things up too. So I just feel like overall, a lot of people like have to really start getting into healthier relationships and then accepting that for themselves and feeling like, yes, okay, this is right. And it's okay for this to be right. And it's like, there doesn't have to be any strings attached to it. There doesn't have to be any ifs, ands, or buts with it too. Like, this is okay and it's healthy. And that's all of it, you know? But I feel like that's the biggest portion, is like, you just get so stuck on like the what ifs, or if this person will come back around, or if I'm doing this, you know, will this person end up? But I feel like it's not about this person, you know? It's not about this person. It's about you and your life and what you can control about your life. And if this person isn't aligning with your life, they're not going to come with you. They're not going to follow you. They're not going to be by your side. And sometimes that even has to happen. Like, I think about like Tyla and her song, like Truth or Dare. I just love saying it like that. Truth or Dare, are you playing? Like, I just, oh, she's so incredible. It's just, oh my God, literally, what a talent, what a hidden gem. I love her. But in her song, Truth or Dare, she's like basically explaining that this person came back to her after all of the fame, after all of the fortune. This person finally came back to her. And she's like, are you playing? Like, that's basically what she's saying. Like, I don't know for sure if you're playing or not, or if you just love me because of all of the things that I've accomplished now, you know? And that's what you have to think about, especially when it comes to these past people, even like the friendships, not just like the partnerships or the situationships or anything like that, even just like the friendships, maybe the friends that kind of like left you out in the cold or whatever in the fuck, or that ended on like bad terms or whatever. Like, you really have to think about, like, if you then accomplished all of this stuff and they came back to you after that, would you really feel like, oh, wow, this is in alignment? Or would you really feel like, oh, wow, you just want me now that I've got this whole new life, you know, now that I've become this whole other person? And then even if like you accept them after that, that thought is always going to kind of like be in the back of your mind, like kind of lingering, you know? Like, do you actually want me, or do you just want me for who I am now and for the networking and for the money and for the fame and for the fortune and for, you know, all of that stuff? And that's why I feel like the most genuine people, the most genuine friendships, genuine partnerships are going to be there irregardless of the circumstances that you're in. Like, irregardless if you mess up something, because they know your genuine heart and your genuine soul, and they love that about you, you know? They love that about you. And so they're going to want to stick around that and be around you for those circumstances and for those reasons, not just for the fame and the fortune and the things that you've accomplished in your life, but because of your rawness and your authenticity. And that's why it's actually better to get friends before you get famous and before you blow up, which sucks for like childhood actors and stuff like that, you know, besides the people that they meet on set and other celebrities. But it's just like, you're always going to be like kind of curious, like, do you really genuinely love me, or do you just love like the fame, you know, the fortune, the success, like all of that? So that's what's kind of like difficult about that too. And then, you know, even if you like meet celebrity friends or whatever, then you're also still like considering, like, do you actually love me, or do you still just love me for the clout, you know? And that sucks. Doesn't that suck? Like, it sucks that we even have to consider that nowadays. But that's why it's all about finding people that accept you for you and your authentic, most authentic self. You know, there's no underlying intentions there. They just love you for you and for your inner child and everything about you. And sometimes, you know, like, you might change a lot, but they'll either adapt with you or, you know, onto the next authentic people, etc., etc. But I feel like, yeah, getting over the past has to do so much with manifesting more for ourselves. Because if we linger on the past, then we're less likely to do something about it, to change it. Because like I feel like some people are like comfortable living in the past, you know? Some people are comfortable like telling the same old stories over and over and over again. Maybe because they're still healing. But the biggest thing that helps you heal is moving on to the new. Thinking about, okay, yeah, that sucked. Yeah, that was crappy. Yeah, you know, but right now at this very second in time, I feel good. And I feel like this is the start of something new. Okay, I'm so sorry. I literally could not help myself. I heard myself saying it, and then I had to sing it in the High School Musical 2 way. But this is the start of something new. This is the start of a real change in your life. And a real change in your life comes from leaving the old version of yourself behind. This second that you are listening to this is the same second that that old self becomes its own person. Okay? Visualize your old self, all of your old bad past memories, bad past people, person, whatever, situations that happen to you, everything, all of the trauma, maybe like around like family baggage too. You can think about all of that going into a separate person. Literally right now, just visualize it going into a separate person. along with that too, what else they said? Yeah, like wealth, things to do with wealth and money, broke bitch syndrome, you know? That is all in that past person. You're visualizing it going into that past person, okay? That right there, I'm pointing at it right now. That is not you anymore. This right now, in this very second in time on this planet Earth, is you. This is the new you. You have just been reborn, replenished into a new person who accepts even greater for themselves, who has been through those experiences, yes, but doesn't let them hold them down anymore from the new and exciting things in your life. Because the past can only do so much for us. We can only learn so much from the past before we start relearning and reliving the same stories, telling other people the same stories over and over and over again, okay? It's time to make some new stories. This isn't even a new fucking chapter. This is a new book that you're writing. That old book was the last chapter. You just closed it out right there. You just opened up a fresh, clean page to your new little fairy tale life, however you want it to look. The book says property of your name here, and it looks so beautiful, old-timey. The edges of it are nice, gold, gilded. They just look beautiful. And you open it up, and you get to start writing your fresh new chapter. Today is the day that I met my prince or princess charming. They are the most incredible person I've ever met in my life for this and this and this reasons. They have so many incredible qualities, including this and this and this. They whisked me away to the place I've always wanted to go, blah, 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 wherever it is. To our island resort, high rise, Victorian castle, cottage, home. And from here, we started the garden of our new life. And you know what? If you don't even want like a prince or a princess to whisk you away, you say, I walked myself into my new castle or whatever. I opened up those doors, you know, just like visualize all of this. Like I'm a very visual person. I love writing things down, but I'm more visual and I'm more of a list writer whenever I do write things down, because that's something that I naturally do. Like if you naturally journal, you'll probably want to write all of this down. It might even be kind of cool just like see your progression like after this moment, you know, because this is a very life-changing moment for you right now. The second that you're listening to this is the same second that you are leaving behind everything that is no longer serving you. Those partners that you maybe thought, what if, you know, fuck them. Literally, because you guys can do better. I'm serious. If any of those people, like literally show them to me and I can list 12 toxic traits about them and tell them and then tell you, you can do better for this, this, and this reasons, okay? Accept more for yourself, literally. If it's the gift situation, if they didn't even buy you flowers one time, I'm talking to you, okay? Listening to me right now, I'm talking to you. if they didn't even buy you flowers, even if they bought you flowers, but if they didn't like spoil your ass, literally another reason right there. Bam, boom, bam. Okay. But on to manifesting and bringing in big results faster, because we've let go of the past. This is now the fun part. I'm so excited. I love this part. So bringing in better results, manifesting better results for yourself. And I actually want to start off with something that I heard by an artist. I'm not going to say his name because, I'll say his name. I'll just tee right now. Ed Sheeran, I'm not the biggest fan. I'm just going to be real. He goes to court to predominantly female artists and says that they basically stole the rights to his music, or like stole a chord progression from him. Even though like they really didn't, they wrote their own song and he basically heard it and was like, oh, this kind of sort of maybe a little bit sounds like mine. Let's go to court with them. And then, yeah, and then goes to court and wins because obviously he has a ton more money than them. He can buy better lawyers and he has a ton more money than them. And that's basically it. So, you know, ixnay that fact. I mean, don't ixnay that fact. keep in mind that fact. But Ed Sheeran actually said something that was really profound to me, and I just heard it today. But he said that, "I think that I'm not talented. I'm persistent." He said, "I was never good at the guitar when I first picked it up, but I learned it. I was never a good singer when I first started singing, but I figured out how to sing and I learned how to sing. I was never the best artist in London by any means, and yet I was the one that got signed because I was persistent, because I, you know, performed and, you know, jumped through all of the freaking hoops." So think about that the next time that you are ever feeling like, you know, down about yourself for maybe not getting to the space that you want to be at yet, okay? Think about that. Think about how persistent you have to be to get to your goals and to get to your dreams, how consistent you have to be, because you obviously have to keep up the work after you've started it. But being persistent is so key, especially when it comes to your manifestations. Now, that is another thing that I actually wanted to mention too, but it was basically titled "How to Persist and Detach at the Same Time to Actually Manifest." And I was like, okay, that's very weird because that doesn't feel like the same topic, but it actually is. And she is basically saying everything that I kind of talked about in the podcast, like, leaving behind the old life equals being fully present in the new life. But I just wanted to like clarify some more things with a few of her points. So being fully present in the new life means like, yes, you can think about the past, but don't dwell on it. If you catch yourself thinking about the past, focus on something that you can control and focus on right now. Don't keep going back to this, that, and them, you know, especially when it doesn't really help out you creating a new life for yourself. It really just sort of festers on the old and the old stories. Also, don't wait for results in the 3D to happen. Whenever you're doing things like meditation or subliminals or anything like that, like some people like do them basically to change their 3D or like their external, whereas you should be doing things like meditation, you know, subliminals, manifestation, stuff like that to change yourself, not to change your external, to change yourself. Okay. Think about that. You're not doing manifestation to change the outside of you. You're doing it to change and better yourself. So that way you can create a better environment for yourself. Does that make sense? Because when I heard that, I was like, oh my God, that literally makes so much sense. I was like, that literally changes everything for me. On top of that, yeah, don't wait for the results to happen, because whenever you're waiting for results to happen, you're sort of like expecting an outcome. And then whenever the outcome comes to you, you're like less enthused by it. You're like, oh, okay, yeah, I was expecting that, you know, which is kind of like, then people are like, well, what about the law of assumption? You know, I feel like the law of assumption is different topic for a different time. But this talks about like, don't wait for the results to happen, like just keep going. And I feel like that's where the law of assumption comes in, is like, if you're already assuming that these results are coming in, you're not going to be festering on them. You're not going to be, you know, checking for the results or checking if you got a text from them or checking your email if you got a job opportunity. Like, you're not going to be doing that. Like, just do it naturally. Do it as things will come, and things will come. Okay. And again, don't wait for the results to happen. Enjoy the present moment and how everything is going. Be as present as possible. Come back to your body right now. Right now, at this very second in time, look around you. What is all around you in your space, in your environment? What can you hear that's around you that is apart from my podcast voice or any other noises in the room? Like, what else can you hear? What can you smell in the air? What can you taste on your tongue? What can you feel on your skin right now at this second in time? Because you are here right now. And you're ready to change. You're ready to adapt. You're ready to go. And I feel like you're only just kind of holding yourself back by not being in this present moment right now. You are here right now. Okay? You're not in the past anymore. You coulda, shoulda, woulda, but you didn't. And now you're here. So what can you do from here? And where can you go from here? How can you change your life from here? Because this is the starting point. And be present right now. Come back to your body. Maybe do more hobbies, more activities that bring you back to your body. And that doesn't just always have to be meditation. Because a lot of people can't really focus with meditation, but throw your phone in the other room. Literally, turn off the TV. Come back to this present moment. Do some embroidering. Do some crocheting or knitting or, you know, build something out of clay with your bare hands. Paint something. You know, come back to earth. Because right now is your time to exist and to be alive. And if you're always living in the past or in the future, you're not enjoying your life right now. And that is the true and best key to manifesting things faster for yourself than ever before, is making every single minute, every single second, millisecond that you're alive on this planet count and make something of it. Come back into your body. I find that whenever I'm like in my head and I'm doing a ton of things at once, time just flies by me. And it's like I wake up and I basically go back to bed. The day's over because of how much I had to do in one day. So if you can, take a day where you literally can just spend time just kind of lulling it around. I don't think lull is the right word. But you know what I'm saying? Like, just like take some time to just come back to yourself and not have to worry about every single minute on the clock of every single day. And just like enjoy the now. Look at the clouds, watch the clouds pass, or look at the stars at nighttime. Listen to the birds, go bird watching, you know, have a picnic outside and just really feel the earth. Just enjoy your life as it is right now, because we're never going to get this time back to us. In this lifetime, in this second, we're never going to have this back. So make it count. Make every single second, every single breath count. And you know, again, that being said, because I'm a big workaholic over here, I love working. I love working. Working literally gives me life. You know, some people think like babies, families, you know, like having a family, kind of stuff like that. Like that gives them life, you know. Working gives me life. I love it. It's like crack to me. Like I love making money. I don't know what it is. But that being said, to all my workaholics out there that are like, oh, okay, now I got to be adding like 14 more things to my schedule. No, that's the opposite of what I'm saying. I'm saying enjoy your life. Enjoy it. Because if you continuously add more stuff to it, it's just going to fly right by you in the blink of an eye and you're going to miss it. You're going to miss out on your own life. And that's not what you want to do. You don't want to be living in the past because you're also missing out on your own life. If you're still wondering about, you know, that guy from fucking a year ago, 6 years ago, who married his childhood sweetheart, whatever. If you're still thinking about that guy from the past, you're not living your life. You're letting it fly by you in somebody else's eyes. You know, you're letting your life go to somebody else. And that fucking sucks. So stop. Stop. Come back to the present moment. This is how you change. This is how you manifest faster. This is how you start creating for yourself. Because now you're going to go out there. You're going to start dating again. You're going to feel like a breath of fresh air. Like, I'm born again. I can be whoever the fuck I want to be. And I'm not going to listen to anybody anymore. Because this is my life. I'm going to go make myself happy. So what is going to make you happy? What is going to make your heart sing? What is going to make you jump out of the bed at fucking 5 a.m. because you just can't wait to get up? It's like Disney World or Christmas when you're a child all over again. This is your life. You get to do whatever the fuck you want to do with it. If you want to buy a yacht, if you want to travel to Paris, if you want to fucking own a record store, I don't know. This is your life. Live it. Do something with it. Do anything fucking with it that is going to make you happy. Because this is your life again, and it's all about making you happy and content and excited and laughter full and, you know, just everything. This is now your time to shine again. So take it in. You're born again. Do whatever the fuck you want to do with it. Go have fun. Go have sex with a stranger. Go drink a body shot off somebody. I don't know. I just feel like going crazy now. Like, I just gave myself like the wildest burst of energy I think I've ever felt in my life. And now I feel like I'm going to go have a glass of fucking whiskey. I'm going to, you know, I don't even know. Shave my head. Britney Spears styles. Who knows? I'm kidding about that. I love my hair. I love my hair. But that might have inspired any of you guys. Like, go dye your hair pink. Who cares? It's your life, okay? I'm literally sending you guys all this jolt of energy through the freaking microphone and through your headphones, through the speakers on your phone, whatever you're listening to. I'm sending it through to you guys. All of this energy. Take it. Go. Fly. It's your time to fly. Bitch, I'm shoving you off. You got the wings. Go. Okay, but I love you guys so, so, so much. I'm praying that this brought you guys some clarity. I had a lot of fun today. This was a very fun episode. I had no idea what I was going to do for this one, but this feels so right. Like, especially after, like, I've been reading this book called Getting Past the Past and just everything from, like, the Ed Sheeran thing and seeing the Tom Carr thing and then seeing this video that I just watched. Like, I was just, like, elated. I was so inspired and I just felt like I had to share this with you guys because this is our time to be manifesting faster for ourselves and we can't be doing that if we're focusing on this, that, there, and that. You know? Stop. You can control what you can control in this moment in time. Oh, and before I ended it, I actually wanted to give you guys like an anxiety hack too that I posted over in the Discord because this has literally changed myself, okay? Like, this has actually changed my life completely. And I just had to share it with you guys. So before I do anything that is anxiety inducing, okay? If it's days before, if it's weeks before, if it's months before, it does not matter. I get so anxious. I get so scared. And whenever I like, I catch myself thinking about it, I'm like, okay, you know what? You are not going to think about this until the moment you are living that time. Okay. Until the moment that you are doing that thing, that you're doing the thing that scares you, that is when you get to think about it. But any other time up until that point, you do not get to think about this. Okay. And then I switch my thoughts over to something positive. I like to do this thing where I like cancel out my thought. So I'll think a thought that's like negative and then I'll clear it in my mind, in my mind's eye. And then I'll think of how I want it to go. So I'll think of like a more positive situation, a more positive way for it to go. And that's like a lot to do with my anxiety. So after I'm done like telling myself, I'm not going to think about this right now, okay? Then I think about how everything is going to go perfectly. Everything is going to work out in my favor. Everything is going to go perfectly, okay? And I think about that. I see the situation happening perfectly. And then I go on with my day. And I keep going on with my day, okay? And, you know, I have bad anxiety at times, like especially about certain circumstances, especially when it has to do with like the doctor or like anything like that. I'm just such an anxious person. Like, I just get anxiety. And I've like recognized that this literally helped me so much. Like, it literally grounds me instantly. It helps me focus on something else because like sometimes like I'll make myself feel bad if I don't focus on the anxiety, you know? Like, that might sound really weird to some people, but some people are going to be like, "Holy shit, I do the same thing." Like, I literally make myself feel bad if I don't focus on the anxiety. I'm like, well, if I don't focus on it, then I'm not going to be prepared for the situation. But it's like, that's not how this works. That's not how this works. This is not how this has to work at all. Like, it can work out perfectly fine and we will be safe and we will be happy and we will be loved and everything will work out perfect, you know? So like the example that I gave in the Discord was I went to go get my wisdom teeth out and I have never, ever, ever had surgery before. I've never gone under before. I've never gone under before. I've literally like never done anything like that. Like in my life, even when I've gotten teeth pulled, like all of that stuff. Like I have never had to do that before. So I was very, very, very nervous. I was like, what's going to happen? I'm like, I'm a psychic. Like, am I going to see things? Like, is it not going to happen as fast as the other, you know, whatever. Like, I was literally every single thought that I possibly could thought, like I did. I thought it. but, and so I would have moments where like, I literally would like up and sob. Like I had one day where I was literally crying so hard to myself because I was like, I'm so scared. Like what's going to happen? I'm going to die. I literally convinced myself that I was going to die. And I'm sure like so many people with anxiety have done this to themselves before. Like if you're ever going through like any situation where like it's even slightly like that, you're like, oh my God, I'm going to die. Like I'm literally getting teeth pulled out of my mouth. Like you're not going to die. But anyways, So that's what like I was thinking was gonna happen. And like I really had to kind of like pull myself back down to earth. And a lot of it would have to do with my boyfriend. Like he definitely helped me out so much. He made me feel so much better, like just about the entire situation, everything. But it was after that that then I started the method of, okay, I'm not going to think about it until the day, the second of, until the second I'm there and I'm sitting there, that is when I'm going to think about it. And I have done this, I'm not even kidding you guys, like so many different fucking times already. And I'm not even, like, I don't even get anxious when I'm in that moment. When I'm in that moment, I don't feel anxious. Like, I feel like a tiny bit jittery, but it's nowhere near as bad as like, I feel like if I would have given in to the anxious thoughts and really psych myself up about it, you know? Oh my God. Yeah. Like with so many things, like even getting IUD birth control in, I made the fucking mistake of researching that shit on the internet before I went to go get it for the first time when I was like, I was pretty young when I got it for the first time too, but like I psyched myself out. I was like, oh my God, like I'm gonna throw up and I'm gonna do this and I'm gonna do this. So like I didn't eat that day. And you know what happens when you don't eat for a day and then something slightly painful happens to you? Yeah, you pass out. So I ended up fainting 2-3 times because of anxiety, because I decided that I wasn't going to eat before my freaking appointment, which is so stupid. Like I feel like anxiety literally makes you prep for like things that aren't even there. Like sometimes I feel like I'm literally doomsday prepping for shit that is not even gonna happen. Like that's honestly what anxiety feels like. So yeah, that was just like a way longer segment than I thought it was going to be, but I just wanted to share that because it has literally saved my life. Like honest to God, like I'm no longer doomsday prepping for shit. I'm just thinking of everything in the moment. As problems arise, I deal with them. As they arise, I deal with them, you know, and then I get on, I go on, and I keep going up. And that's it. Woo! But yeah, I love you, baby, so much. Thank you so much for listening today. You guys are literally just so incredible. I just saw 717 and 444 and 111, 1111. So definitely look out for all of those. I feel like y'all be seeing them. Y'all probably already have been seeing them. And you'll keep seeing them because you guys are doing a great job. So yes, I love you all. And I will see you very, very soon, okay? Until next episode, bye-bye.